Lodovico Poliaghi, House Museum. A Life of Art. Lodovico Poliaghi was born in Milan on January 8, 1857, into a bourgeois, middle-class family. His father, Joseph, was a railway engineer at the Imperial Regia Company. His mother, Luigia Merli, dabbled in painting and music and liked to hold salon gatherings of artists, writers, and cultural personalities of the time. Dr. Salvatore Poliaghi, his uncle, esteemed and well-known doctor in Milan, was the personal doctor and close friend to Alessandro Manzoni. Lodovico studied the classics at the Parini Lyceum and received his diploma in 1872. He then started courses at the Brera Academy of Fine Arts and passed his final exam in 1880. He showed his affinity for classicism in his early paintings and the Palazzo Turati decoration in Via Meravigli. Gian Giacomo Poldi Pezzoli's house design, completed with his teacher Giuseppe Bertini, and his illustrations for History of Italy, Volume 1, by Francesco Bertolini, show traditional influences. The revival of classicism and the Renaissance look to these past styles as unlimited and fruitful resources of inspiration. Poliaghi was a true eclectic, known for his vast knowledge of love and art. The artist had great fondness for Italian tradition, which he wished to see flourish again. His secret ambition was to revive Italian style through his own work with a cultured yet accessible approach. In 1891, the Brera Academy appointed him professor of ornate decoration, where he taught while managing his busy artistic schedule until his pension in 1913. On October 28, 1924, the Academy awarded Poliaghi the title of Professor Emeritus for merit during his teaching career. He purchased a country residence on the Sacred Mount, Sacro Monte, of Varese in 1885. The house was the beginning of a continuing project designed to house the Poliaghi collection. He enlarged and embellished the antique rooms in style with his eclectic taste. The villa hosted his assortment of works of art collected from an early age and those that he had continued to purchase throughout his lifetime. In 1894, he won the competition to create the main door of the Duomo in Milan. The work was for the facade of Joseph Brentano to be done in bronze with the theme Virgin Mary's Sorrows and Joys. After much research and many changes, he completed the work in 1908, and the masterpiece earned him great fame. The full-sized plaster cast stands in the back of the studio in the Lodovico Poliaghi House Museum. In 1898, he married Maria Rizzi, sister of painter Antonio Rizzi from Cremona. Appointed to the High Council of Fine Arts in 1902, he took part in artistic projects such as the Royal Commission for the Vittorio Emanuele II Monument and renewal of the Imperial Forums. Between 1910 and 1930, he completed great operas as the allegorical marble sculpture Concordia for the Altar of the Fatherland in Rome and the Castle of Valentino Central Hall restoration in Turin. He sculpted the bronze statue of Mercy for the Expiatory Chapel of Monza and the six angels carrying the cross bronze for the Cathedral of Pisa altar. Between 1926 and 1930, he decorated the Chapel of the Blessed Sacrament in the Basilica del Santo in Padua. In his 70s, he received the commission for bronze door models for Santa Maria Maggiore in Rome by Pope Pius VI. The Pope was Achille Ratti, former prefect of the Ambrosian Library and a friend of Poliaghi since his work on the Duomo of Milan door. Among his memorial artworks are simple mosaic cartoons for the Famedio Pantheon in the Monumental Cemetery of Milan in 1887, and cartoons for the funeral chapel in Giuseppe Verdi's Rest Home for Musicians in 1903. He continued until 1927, when he sculpted the tomb for the Boito brothers in the Monumental Cemetery. Poliaghi had no children, and after the death of his wife in 1936, he chose to donate the Villa at Sacromonte. The house, art, collection and library went to the Holy See and Pius VI under the patronage of the Ambrosian Library. In 1950, he established the Lodovico Poliaghi Foundation to administer his remaining assets. He allocated funds to the maintenance, restoration, and enlargement of the art collections in hopes to open a museum to scholars and art lovers. In the last years of his life, he retired to Varese, where he worked on the bronze tabernacle with gilding and precious stones for the Rosary Chapel in the Basilica of San Vittore. Poliaghi made several additions to the sanctuary of Sacromonte, including the frontal with three gilt and silvered bronze panels for the main altar. He also worked on the restoration of several chapels and the Baroffio Museum. He died on the 30th of June, 1950, and was buried in the small cemetery of the Sacromonte. The Poliaghi Museum opened its doors the 5th of July in 1952.